Welcome into the gym class on this Tuesday, March 7th, 3:04. We're coming to you on all three frequencies at this point. 107.5 FM, the North Gym, Cedar Rapids. 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, and the historic Main Gym, 1600 AM. Programming note, at the bottom of the hour, the gym class and the first portion of the afternoon Players Club will be heard only on 1600 AM. We'll be breaking away at 3:30 to yield to Scott Unash's call on the Xavier-Mount Pleasant game in the Boys State Basketball Tournament in Des Moines. Welcome in. Mark Dukes alongside Alex Kuhn today. Scott Unash in Des Moines, again today. Probably most of the rest of the week based on the success of our Eastern Iowa teams, and we certainly wish them the best of luck. But Alex sitting in again. Welcome, Alex.
Thanks, Mark. It's good to be back. Did you survive the wicked weather last night?
I did. There's two things I don't like to discuss a whole lot, and I know it's popular among Iowans, certainly the latter, those being politics and weather.
You don't like to discuss the weather?
I mean, it seems to when you don't have anything else to talk about as an Iowan, you talk about the weather.
That's true.
And I know some people were upset about all the weather coverage, but bless our meteorologists. They keep us safe. They do their job. But I know it irritated some people to have extended coverage, but...
The Bachelor taken off of TV?
Well, I know a certain someone who wasn't very happy about that.
But I know a few as well, so... That certain someone shouldn't feel bad.
Sun came up today. You went to work. Get over it. Right?
Right.
Okay. We're going to dive into today's program. KJ Pilcher, our guest. He of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Superior wrestling writer. He's just returned for the Big Ten Championships in Indiana. He will be going a week hence, I presume, to St. Louis to cover the Division I National Tournament, the Division III National Tournament. This weekend at the University of La Crosse, KJ will have his opinions on that. Big 10s, the D3s, Big 12, fiasco really. And you and I sending seven wrestlers to the NCAA tournament. We'll also have updates from the Boys State tournament. We'll give you what has happened so far today. Pella Christian and Carol Kemper have won in the quarterfinal rounds of Class 2A. Pella Christian beating Van Meter 52-49. Kemper Catholic defeated Garner Hayfield Ventura 51-31. On the court right now, Waverly Shellrock, the number one seed in 3A against Atlantic. And of course, that'll be followed, as I previously mentioned, by Xavier and Mount Pleasant. In addition to KJ Pilcher, we're going to have get you to our poll question today. We'll have another giveaway to Hurricane Grill and Wings. $30 gift certificate. We'll get to that towards the back half of the show. And great prize there, $30 gift card. And I know they have discounts, which I'll talk about later on each and every day of the week. So that'd be a nice exercise since the Big Ten basketball tournament begins tomorrow. To have our own bracket challenge.
KG1, and I'm not trying to tease anything for the this show and the Afternoon Players Club, but we're going to have a couple of bracket challenges today.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. On the APC?
Yes.
That's going to be good. The starch challenge.
Starch madness. Today is National Cereal Day. Todd has come up
with National Pancake Day as well.
It's National Cereal and Pancake Day. We're going to celebrate a little National Cereal Day with Starch Madness, and Todd will. I'll let Todd introduce that.
Speaking of bracket challenges, KGYM again will have its bracket challenge. Of course, the field of 60. What is it? 66 now?
68.
I'm sorry. Field of 68 decided this coming Sunday, March 12th. At that time, through 11 a.m. on Thursday, March 16th, you will be able to fill out a bracket of your very own or many brackets, right?
That's correct.
It doesn't have to be just one. Go to kgymradio.com. It's pretty clear. And the upside is that you can win $500 And the Bracket Challenge presented to you by Imon Communications.
Actually, I don't want to commit to that if that's not part of the
rules.
We'll
get back to
how many now. How many we can you can fill out. Was it one per person last year?
I don't remember what I had for lunch yesterday, Alex. Come on. But we'll get the details.
We will.
We will get the details.
And also, it is the field of 68, but I don't think you have to pick the first four games.
Okay. 3:10 on the Gym Class. Thanks to Jeff Downing, our associate producer today, sitting in as the musical chairs continue here at KGYM during tournament time. Let's look at the Big Ten basketball tournament, Alex. And you can certainly weigh in, pro or con, on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, 319-366-1600. The tournament, of course, begins tomorrow in, of all places, Washington, D.C. The Verizon Center, I think, right?
Yes.
Let's go over tomorrow's games.
Do we have to pick the first four?
Yeah, we're going to pick every game.
Okay.
First game out of the shoot, number 12 seed Nebraska taking on number 13 Penn State, a team we've seen very recently, last Sunday, in fact, in Iowa City against the Iowa Hawkeyes. I'm going to let you go first on this one.
Remember when Nebraska was a cool story?
I remember when they were good.
At the beginning of the Big Ten conference slate, they have fallen on hard times. I like Penn State to advance.
I'm going
to
second that motion. I think Penn State. I love Pat Chambers. He's one of my favorite coaches. I don't even know the guy, never talked to him, but seen him on the sidelines. I like the way he interacts with his players, his facial expressions. They've got a couple, three nice players. I think Penn State will win this one and advance into the second round. Second game tomorrow, 6 p.m., it'll be, is this a no-brainer? 11 Ohio State against number 14 Rutgers. Rutgers coming off that victory over Illinois, albeit at home.
I actually like Rutgers. I don't think that Ohio State is going to show up motivated. I think that they're packing it in for the season. They're going to show up in D.C. Rutgers, I like what Steve Peichel has done in his first year after coming over from Stony Brook. I think he's a good coach. They're clearly a depleted roster. I think they win a Big Ten tournament game.
Well, let's just be upfront. This tournament is not going to be chalk, and you've already gone right against the chalk.
Well, yeah, with the first four games,
yeah,
or the first four teams, the 10 or 11 through 14 seeds, I went against the chalk.
I'm going to go Ohio State here. I think Thad Matta, Deshaun Tate, and others will get this thing done. Thursday is going to be a big day as the Iowa Hawkeyes debut in the tournament. Let's look at the second round games. At noon, we're going to, or 11 a.m., I'm sorry, Central Time, that old 8-9 matchup, Michigan and Illinois.
Michigan is playing as well as anybody in the Big Ten right now. And
did
Illinois,
Walton get a job from being a first team All Big Ten player?
What's that? Did you say that again?
Did Walton get jobbed?
I mean, he definitely had a gripe.
He was among the first four out, right?
I guess that goes for everything. But I think Michigan moves on, and Illinois, and you talk about tough draws for trying to advance in the in the Big Ten tournament and pick up a win after they got all their hard work was ruined in Piscataway over the weekend. This is going to be a tough matchup. I think Michigan moves on.
I'm going to go against the chalk here. I'm going to take Illinois. I think I've said for a long time, despite that loss at Rutgers last weekend, Illinois is a team you don't want to play in this tournament. And I like Michigan. I like Walton. I like some of the components the Wolverines have. I like Beilein. But I think Illinois is going to rebound from that loss to Rutgers and win the first round game. And but, you know, those 8-9 games can go either way. All right, we've advanced
Penn State
to a 5-13 matchup. Michigan State against Penn State tomorrow afternoon.
I like Michigan State.
Miles Bridges is freshman of the year.
Michigan State big.
I'm going to go along with you on that. But with some measure of hesitation, okay? Next matchup, Iowa and Indiana will play next, but let's get to Northwestern, the sixth seed. Chris Collins could have been a Coach of the Year candidate. I agree with Richard Pitino. He was the Coach of the Year in the Big Ten. But Chris Collins, he's done a marvelous job. In your bracket, Northwestern will play Rutgers. And my bracket's a little different.
I have Northwestern edging out Rutgers.
Advancing, okay. Northwestern and Ohio State, I'm going to go Northwestern as well. I think Ohio State, kind of living on borrowed time, will get by Rutgers but won't get by Northwestern. All right, 5:30 tomorrow afternoon. The Iowa Hawkeyes riding a four-game winning streak against an Indiana team that has really disappointed this year. That's a 7-10 matchup. What do you think?
With a lot of hesitation, I am going to go ahead and say that Iowa moves on to play Wisconsin at 5:30 on Friday. With a lot of hesitation.
I have hesitation as well, but I'm going to take Indiana in this game. It's tough for me to do knowing how Iowa has played, including an overtime victory over Indiana. Just think, if Tom Crean uses Bryant inside and Blackman and those guards get rolling, it's going to be a very difficult game for Iowa. I won't be surprised to see this go either way, but I'm going to go Indiana in this game to advance. All right, quarterfinals. Purdue, the number one seed. And you've got Michigan advancing there, right?
And I have another upset here. I just love the way Michigan is playing right now. I'm going to say that Michigan knocks off the number one seed Purdue. They beat them by 12 on their home court just a couple of weeks ago. And, I like Michigan over Purdue.
Well, I've got Purdue playing Illinois, and I think this is the end of the road for Illinois. Caleb Swanigan and the crew, I think, gets it done and moves in to the semifinals here. All right, number four seed, Minnesota. We both have Minnesota playing Michigan State. It's going to be a very interesting game if it happens.
I think we've been waiting all year for Tom Izzo's team to turn a corner. I think they make a run in this tournament, and they beat Minnesota to move on to play Michigan in the semifinals.
You know, it's hard to bet against Sparty, but I'm going to ride the Minnesota train, and I'm going to say Minnesota advances to the semifinals. All right, bottom bracket quarterfinals, number two seed Wisconsin against Iowa in your bracket. Wisconsin and Iowa, they just met a short time ago.
I think that the way that game ended in Madison, it's going to be very difficult for Iowa to pull off two in a row in just a matter of a week or two. I'm going to go with Wisconsin, but once again, a little bit of hesitation here because I know how much Iowa is going to be playing for if they get to that point. But I'll take Wisconsin.
Now, I think Indiana can make a run. I've got Indiana beating Iowa in the first round. Indiana, Wisconsin. I just like Wisconsin's discipline a whole lot more. Ethan Happ, I think, is about ready to break out again. And I like the two guards for the Badgers as well. I think Wisconsin's defense will win out in this one. So give me the Badgers moving on to the semis. The last quarterfinal, number three, Maryland against Northwestern.
I think Maryland emphatically moves on to the semifinals.
Kind of a home court for Maryland, right?
Yes. There will be a lot of Terrapin fans.
For that reason, I'll take the Terps. All right, let's quickly get to the semifinals. In your bracket, top bracket, Michigan against Michigan State.
This is funny because last year I put all my chips on Michigan State to win the national championship, and we all know how that went. And for some reason, something's telling me right to go right back with them here in 2017 in the Big Ten tournament. I guess I'm going to do it again. And if they fool me again, that's my fault. Give me Michigan State.
Well, I've been in that semifinal. I have so far Purdue facing Minnesota, direct opposite as you. And I'm going to take the number one seed to move on. I'm in love with Swanigan. I think Minnesota's run ends right here. So give me Purdue as one finalist. In your bracket, actually both of our brackets, we've got Wisconsin and Maryland playing in the semifinals.
I think that the young Maryland team runs out of gas right here. Give me Wisconsin to move on to the championship.
I'm going to go Oppo here. I think Mello, Trimble, and the guys I think pretty much a home court, as I mentioned. I'm going to take Maryland to move in to the finals here. So you and I have two different finals. Time to pick a champion. You've got Michigan State taking on Wisconsin for the Big Ten championship.
I'm going to go with Sparty. Give me Tom Izzo's club to win the Big Ten championship.
Really?
Sure. I mean, it's such a coin flip right now that I could do this bracket. We could do the same exercise in 15 minutes, and I might come up with a different answer, but why not? Give me Michigan State.
Number five seed wins it all.
Yes.
All right.
There is not a nickel's worth of difference between 2 and 10 in this field right now.
I've got Purdue and Maryland in the finals, and I'm going to go with Purdue here. I'm the number one seed. I said this thing is not chalk, and it wouldn't surprise me if Purdue isn't even in this game. But since I have them advancing in this little exercise, that I will take Purdue over Maryland to win the Big Ten tournament. Now, if you have a dark horse other than Michigan State to win, not among the top four seeds. Of course, Michigan State fits into that category, but is there another one that you would look at? Would it be Michigan?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it would be Michigan. And like I said, the way that they're playing, they have a chance to make a little bit of a run. And we talked about the Bovada odds, and if you want to go with a little bit of I think Iowa, they're sitting at 28-1. That's there is some value there, definitely. That is a team that, and we've watched them play over the entirety of the season. They're playing their best basketball right now. Now, that doesn't always translate into the Big Ten tournament. That's
true enough.
We see that all the time. But based on what we've seen over the last four games, they've figured something out. And they're playing really good basketball.
All right, this is going to sound silly because I had Indiana beating Iowa in the first in the quarterfinals. But among those teams outside the top four seeds that I think can make a run, I do think it's the Iowa Hawkeyes with four straight wins, two of them very, very impressive on the road. These guys are playing with a lot of confidence. Wouldn't surprise me to see the Hawkeyes beat Indiana. I think certainly capable of beating Wisconsin. And you know, should they face Maryland or Northwestern? I give them a good shot there. Now, this thing is so screwy, it's going to we're not going to be surprised with one result over another, but I do think Iowa has a chance to make a bit of a run outside those top four seeds. So, what do you think? 319-366-1600, our Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Who do you have to win the Big Ten tournament? And you know what? Don't be provincial about it. Be realistic. If you're realistic and say Iowa, so be it.
As the guys in the APC always say, show your work.
Show your work. Now, Peter Jock, first team All-Big Ten. Nicholas Bear voted yesterday the sixth man of the year. Jordan Bohannon and Tyler Cook on the All-Freshman team. You could have made an argument for Cordell Pemsel. He probably didn't have as solid a year as Tyler Cook. But Iowa's got some decorated players, there's no doubt.
There is, and I was happy to see that Nicholas Bear finally got the recognition that he deserves, especially for as unselfish of a player and as key of a player as he's been this season. And you look at his numbers, and they don't kind of bear out, no pun intended, the difference that he makes on the court, not only offensively, but the spark that he brings off the bench defensively and his ability to play multiple positions. So finally, a guy like that who doesn't really care if he's starting or coming off the bench, doesn't care what role he's playing in, he's going to play hard all the time, and he's a heck of a basketball player. Fran McCaffrey said that he has the ability to be one of the best players in the Big Ten down the road, and we forget he's only a sophomore. So
yeah,
it was great to see Nicholas Bear finally get that recognition. Jordan Bohannon on the all-freshman team with Tyler Cook. I don't think that anybody disputes that Miles Bridges was the freshman of the year. And then
phenomenal talent.
Absolutely. A top 15 pick in the NBA draft, possibly. And then Peter Jacques, obviously a first-team All-Big Ten performer.
On the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, 366-1600-0056, agrees Illinois is definitely a team to watch. They could knock off a couple big names. David in North Liberty poses an interesting question, Alex. Which coach is coaching his last game tomorrow?
Tom Crean, is that the answer?
Well, he didn't play tomorrow. I wonder if David is including the whole tournament.
That's right.
Because tomorrow would be Nebraska, Penn State, Ohio State, or Rutgers. Thad Mott is not going anywhere.
So none of them. So Thursday, Tom Crean. Or John Gross.
I think those are two likely candidates.
I think those are the two.
Beeline, Izzo, McCaffrey, and Collins aren't going anywhere.
No. So John Gross, Tom Crean. I think that one of those two will be coached. I don't know exactly which one. I guess if Indiana loses to Iowa and their season ends in kind of the fashion that it began and has gone the entire season, they've played a little bit better down the stretch. They've won two of their last three, but if it ends promptly in the Big Ten tournament, and it's just based off of how somewhat unrealistic that program thinks their success should come, I think that Tom Crean might be out of a job.
Is Indiana one of those schools?
Basketball, absolutely.
Indiana won a Big Ten championship last year, did it not?
It did. But there's this idea that they should be competing for a national championship every year. When we had Zach Osterman of the Indy Star on a couple weeks ago, that's what he said. There's this constant battle with this idea that they're Bob Knight's Indiana Hoosiers that went undefeated, and that's just not the case anymore.
So Urban Meyer goes 4-8 next year. He gets fired.
Did you say Urban Meyer?
I'm not putting Tom Crean in Urban Meyer's category by any means. I'm just looking at the schools and the history and their respective sports.
No.
I've seen Earl Bruce get fired. I've seen other coaches there get fired. I was there the day Earl Bruce got fired when Marv Cook hauled in the touchdown pass from Chuck Hartlieb and Ohio Stadium went silent. And Bruce was fired either that day or the next day. Went on to beat Michigan, I think, in the last game of the year. But I think he went 8-4 that year.
There's just one.
Lloyd Carr at Michigan.
Lloyd Carr at Michigan. Frank Solich at Nebraska. Bo Pelini at Nebraska. There's a very good possibility that he might be out of a job. But we'll see.
More comments on the Big Ten basketball team.
I would fire him if I were the athletic director. I would not fire him if I were the athletic director. Tom Crean.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens.
More before we get to KJ Pilcher and talk some wrestling, 43-98. I'd love to pick Iowa, but it's so hard to beat teams multiple times in a season. Indiana and Wisconsin would both be tough wins. 0190. I think if Iowa gets past Indiana, they will make a run to the championship game. They match up well with both Wisconsin and Maryland, and as we know, beat both of them recently, Maryland in a blowout. 14-74 in regard to Indiana, my point, 1 year removed from a Big Ten title, how can you fire Crean?
I don't know. And then 93-97 asks if Tim Miles' job is safe at Nebraska.
Yeah, another guy I like. Just because you like him doesn't mean they're going to be a coach forever. Let's take a break, bring in KJ Pilcher. He'll be anxiously awaiting our phone call. We'll talk some wrestling next on Gym Class.
Once upon a time, there was an office full of grumbly staffers with computer issues.
So they called us. We love a challenge.
They needed a rescue from troubled servers, networks, blue screens of death, and more.
That's what we do for businesses in the corridor, and we have been for over 30 years. We are IT Solutions.
They are IT Solutions.
I just said that. Anyway, we know a properly configured and maintained computer network can make your employees 5 to 15% more efficient.
That's a whole lot of happy.
Yeah, it is. We monitor our clients' systems to make sure they're working. A lot of times, we solve a problem before a client even knows there is one.
Sounds like secret high-tech stuff.
Sure. Our clients have a dozen to a few hundred computers, some a few less, but they all have a lot of happy and productive employees because their computers work.
And they can stay focused on...
taking care of their customers instead of their computers.
Find your happily ever after at IneedMyComputersToWork.com.
Go to IneedMyComputersToWork.com to learn more.
When I grow up, I want to be a piano player because my parents will be proud of me.
When you were a kid, you were free to dream.
I want to be a mermaid.
I like the idea of being a scientist.
I also want to be a tooth fairy.
At American Family Insurance, we believe now is when you should dream more than ever.
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company and its affiliates, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Hey, Mountain Dew and Pepsi fans. Now's your chance to deliver the product you love. Pepsi Beverages has full-time career opportunities for delivery drivers right now. Target pay is $50,947 plus benefits while you service local routes in the greater Cedar Rapids and Iowa City area. Already have your CDL? Awesome. CDL training is also available for the right candidate. Want to be a part of the Pepsi team? Apply at PepsiCoJobs.com. Just choose the keyword driver. Pepsi Beverages is an equal opportunity employer.
You'll probably find them either on the golf course or at the bowling alley. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes. The Gym Class on KGYM.
And not so much on either front this week, but most weeks that's where you'll find us. Scott Unash in Des Moines getting ready to call right about this minute on 107.5 FM and 106.3 FM, the Xavier-Mount Pleasant game in the 3A Boys State Basketball Tournament. So we are on 1600 AM, and the start of the Afternoon Players Club will be on 1600 AM as well. We'll bring you updates as we can locate them on the Xavier-Mount Pleasant game right now. But right now we want to bring in K.J. Pilcher, the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Excellent wrestling writer, excellent writer overall. You can find his stuff at GazetteOnline.com and follow him on Twitter. K.J., I, for one, and I think on behalf of many out there, really appreciate everywhere you go, the Twitter feeds. It's worth just getting on Twitter to follow events, and you did another great job at the Big Ten Tournament. Appreciate it.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. Checks in the mail. hey, what a good...
you're not just there to write, you know. It's a multimedia world now.
Exactly. And, you know, I've talked to a couple classes. I have some old professors that I had in college that are at Co. and at BV now. And you remember the days where you had a pad and pencil and, you know, you had a phone line to maybe send your story at the end of the session or end of the day, and now I have a phone. My phone takes care of just about everything. Where I'm either tweeting results throughout the entire session, or I'm videotaping interviews and kind of doing all kinds of things. So yeah, it's a lot different now, and there really is no just kind of sitting through and watching matches. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, when I started, KJ, I wish you could have seen it. I had my typewriter, and I had this machine that looked like I needed a two-wheeler to haul around all my equipment.
Get a gator to bring everything
exactly
to the arena.
Let's talk about the Big Tens. Ohio State, the sure winner over Penn State. I guess let's talk about Iowa. And did Iowa meet your expectations in this tournament or not?
Boy, that's kind of a tricky question, because I did not go in thinking they were going to win.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to be a dogfight for second between Iowa and Ohio State. And, of course, Ohio State had a tremendous tournament. But I thought Penn State had enough to hold off both of them. Iowa, I think...
And they lost a wrestler early, right?
Nick Soriano, yeah. Hurt his ankle. His second-ranked freshman, 125, wrestled Gilman to a 3-2 match at Carver in January. Hurt his ankle in the NWCA National Duels against Oklahoma State. And he took the mat. Injury defaulted because that kept him in line for a wild card berth and give him an extra 10 days to heal for St. Louis, which, you know, that's a lot of points. And if they had Soriano in the lineup, certainly they would end up beating Ohio State. But, you know, everybody kind of had that. But Iowa, I thought, kind of underperformed in spots. You know, you had a couple guys with Joey Gunther at 165 and Topher Carton at 141 that, you know, seeded fifth and sixth, respectively. Gunther goes 1-2 and out of the tournament. Carton, I believe, went 1-2 as well, even though he was able to wrestle back from ninth because the Big Ten had 9 automatic qualifiers at that weight and got ninth, so he got an automatic bid. Gunther today gave Iowa an eighth qualifier because he got a wild card bid at 165, so they'll have 8 going. But, you know, one of the things that you could always count on was somebody kind of rising up and maybe wrestling above their seed or rising above what they've done in the regular season, and they did not have that this year. You know, you look at the last time that they won or they shared the title with Ohio State in 2015, you had somebody like Josh Jeva making the finals. You didn't have that this year. You kind of got what you expected from most of the guys. Brandon Sorensen, you know, didn't make it to the finals, but for the most part, guys were right about their, you know, right at their seeds or a little bit above, and you just didn't have that one guy kind of elevating his game for this tournament and getting some points that maybe you weren't expecting out of him.
I think maybe I would agree with you on that, but I think if anybody was close, it might have been Sammy Brooks. Not because he won it, the way in which he won it.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, that's Gilman was Gilman. Mm-hmm. Gilman dominated, and you expect that out of him, especially with Soriano out of the picture. Even though that doesn't diminish what Gilman did, he just rolled through, and that's what you kind of thought. Brooks, you just saw it from his first match. He wrestled. He got by first round in the quarterfinals, wrestled Stevenson from Minnesota. And sometimes takes wrestlers a little time to get into things. He was aggressive. Not only did he have the lead, but he looked to put Stevenson away even when he had the match in control and ended up getting the fall. And you just saw that out of him the entire time. And the way he came out in the finals was aggressive against Martin. You know, 84 was a
defending national champ,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 184 was a grinder of a weight class. I mean, that quarterfinal round, you had two national finalists wrestling each other with Martin and TJ Dudley of Nebraska. You know, and then you had two finalists wrestling for third place, mm-hmm, with Bo Nickel and Dudley. So that was one of the deepest and most talented weights of the entire tournament. And the way he wrestled, he came out, really was aggressive going after Martin. And you could tell Martin wanted nothing to do with it, trying to back out. And then that's when Brooks hit a foot sweep and put him on his back.
That was pretty. Yeah.
It was nice. And the thing is, and Tom Brands mentioned it, Brooks didn't just settle. It wasn't like, hey, I'm up 6 points, I'll win 6-3 or whatever and, you know, get my second title. He kept pouring it on. He had the takedowns in the second and third and ended up getting a major decision and just looked like the Sammy Brooks that maybe you expected to be at that level a year or two ago.
And you hope to have that again, not this weekend, but next at the NCAA tournament. But
right.
Iowa did very well in the first round, scoring a lot of bonus points, and I know that's what Tom Brands wants to see.
Yeah, you know, and they just weren't able to consistently do it after that first round. You know, and that's, you know, we've kind of seen from these guys occasionally where, you know, a big opening round and get bonus points, and then I think they went 4-3 the next round. On the other side of that, I don't know if they lost any matches that they weren't technically seeded to win, if you know what I mean. But that's never been kind of an excuse for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they usually are the ones that are the lower seeds knocking off guys ahead of them. But you just haven't seen that consistency. But they've shown the tendency to be able to do that. And I think maybe 11 points or something in that first round that they were able to get on bonus. And they just need more of that. And that's what you see from Penn State and Ohio State. that they do it, and they do it consistently. I mean, you look at Zane Rutherford in the finals against Michael Jordan at 149, and he ends up getting a tech fall, and you know, that's against a third-ranked guy or fourth-ranked guy in the country that he's doing that to and dominating, and you should be able to go out there and do it every match. And I think that's the difference between those top two, top three teams.
Clark and Tomasello was a hell of a match.
It was.
Last minute escape by Tomasello. But Clark, right before that, was able to tie it up with a takedown.
Yeah, and that was, you know, Clark hasn't had an easy season with mm-hmm. injury and stuff like that. You know, Tomasello's undefeated. Everybody knows what he brings to the table. He's a strong, kind of a straightforward wrestler. But I thought Clark looked good, except mm-hmm. I think mentally in the third period he made a couple mistakes. One, the technical violation where he left his feet trying to trip Tomasello back and planted his feet right behind Tomasello's knees, which you can't do that for safety reasons. And, you know, right there, that was a big difference because instead of being able to ride him out, now you have to ride him out or you get down or you have to make a decision to cut him and try to get a takedown. And, you know, what I liked, even though he had those mistakes, he battled back. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't one of those things where he pressed and wasn't able to score. He was able to get right in after Tomasello scored a takedown. You think, oh, it's over. Clark right away gets an escape, gets a takedown. It's just that another little mental lapse there at the end where, you know, just 1 second. You got to find any way you can to keep control. And you got to credit Tomasello, too, for being able to keep wrestling to the final whistle and get that escape. I mean, it was – I bet you there is probably a half second left. If they had tenths of a second, I bet you it would be five-tenths of a second. When he scored.
3:40 on the gym class. Mark Dukes and Alex Kuhn alongside Jeff Downing, our associate producer today. Our guest, KJ Pilcher of the Gazette. Let's talk about the Big 12 tournament. What a joke.
Oh,
what a joke.
It's they probably
no disrespect to Oklahoma State.
No.
But my goodness.
No, it's just a shell of what it used to be.
Yeah.
You know, and I think Iowa State, you know, has a little bit to do with that. Mm-hmm. You know, if they're stronger, and we'll see. You know, the improvements that are made under Dresser, and you know, but it's just not what it used to be.
Oklahoma State gets all 10,
mm-hmm.
and Iowa State did. The Cyclones getting at large today.
They got two at large. All Americans Earl Hall at 133 and Leland Weatherspoon at 74.
Okay,
are going, which is kind of expected.
That's three total. There.
So three.
Okay,
three. There have been years where they've had three champions. Now they only have three. So that tells you just kind of how down this is. And you know, we'll see what Dresser can do here in the future to improve that.
You and I beat Missouri in a dual meet, but Missouri comes back and wins the tournament led by Jaden Cox, who's mm-hmm. He's a bronze or silver medalist in the Olympics. But you and I, seven wrestlers to the NCAAs. Is that right or more?
Seven.
Okay.
Seven wrestlers. And the thing that's really scary about those seven, Mark, six are redshirt freshmen or sophomores.
Wow.
This is a young, talented team that Schwab and a lot of Panther fans have been waiting to kind of step in. And this is the expectation they've had for them there, this group. I mean, very talented, young group of guys, you know, Bryce Stiard at 65, who was a runner-up for the MAC, you know, is actually part of that redshirt freshman group. He hasn't redshirted at all, wrestling as a true freshman, making it to the NCAAs last year. But this is a strong, young group of guys that, you know, are really going to be the core of this Panther resurgence. And I think this is kind of the marquee class that Schwab's got. Seven, I think the last time they had seven was 2014, where they had a top 15 finish. But I think they have, out of the seven guys going, I think they have more firepower, if that makes sense. They have more guys that aren't going to just, they're not just going and it's an achievement to be there. they've got guys like Max Thompson and Taylor Lujan. If you haven't seen Lujan wrestle, you should try to make it a point to see him wrestle, because he's exciting. Really just lets it go. Just goes out there and has fun and likes putting up points.
This is a top 15 team in your mind?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I would say anywhere between 12 and 15. I don't think they have enough to crack the top 10, but certainly a top 12 team right now.
Mm.
And a lot of those pieces are going to be back. There's another good crop of incoming recruits to add to it. So this is a real exciting group to keep an eye on.
On the text line, a question for you, 1143. Is second or third place in the Big Tens in the national tournament something we have come to expect out of Iowa now?
Ooh.
I know what Tom Brands would say.
That's a tough question. It depends on who you ask. I don't think the fans and the wrestlers and coaches would say yes. I'd say right now the landscape has shifted that way. And I think, realistically, you look at, and you can ask Mark this too, they've had the talent to be able to win. But just something, whether it's other teams.
Stoll's injury
better,
this year. Yeah.
Well, if you look at Stoll's injury and, Clark and Sorensen losing in the finals and semis by a combined 2 points. Those are reversed, and Stoll getting the points that Minnesota's Krells did for getting fourth, which I think is a realistic expectation if Stoll is in the lineup to get fourth and healthy. They could have won. But Al Baxter used to say if ifs and buts were candy and nuts, it'd be Christmas all year long, right?
It was Christmas every year for Baxter at BV and at BV in Lisbon.
Yeah, that's for sure. But I don't think that's the expectation, because they do have the potential. But I think when you see what Penn State seems to produce and how they perform, you almost think that a runner-up or third place is what Iowa is going to get.
The Iowa basketball team finished second or third in the country. The place would be gaga.
Right.
That's just the culture of Iowa wrestling,
right,
isn't it?
And it's kind of apples and oranges, too, because there's 90 D1 wrestling programs, and what was there? 300
yeah.
Basketball programs. But still, I understand the point you're making, that you've just been used to this culture of dominance for so long, and I think people forget, Iowa shared the Big Ten tournament title 2 years ago, Ohio State, they have a guy in the lineup that's an Olympic gold medalist, Tom Ryan's got some things over there that are good, but there's some recruits coming in, and I think there's a lot of talent kind of waiting in the wings in Iowa City, maybe not next year, but in 2 years. I think we could see that balance shift back to Iowa City.
Yeah, we've talked about some of the guys in the room that can contribute probably next year, 22-35. When will it change? I'm tired of second and third. Then that's case time for Brands to change something.
I think in 2 years. I think next year there's going to be just a few too many holes with, this class. You have seniors like Brooks and Clark, who's a two-time national finalist, and Gilman, Brooks, a two-time conference champ. But you have guys like Spencer Lee and Max Mirren coming in. These are high-level guys. Turk, mm-hmm. Vince Turk has been in the room, but was hurt. Could have been the starter at 141. You still have Stoll. You've got Marinelli. You've got Caleb Young. Kemmerer, as a redshirt freshman, number two guy, it's there. I think in 2 years, when you have a Spencer Lee and Murin and Gavin Teasdale, being starters, being in the lineup, I think that's where you're going to see kind of a more dominant lineup, kind of maybe shades of some of the teams like from 2010.
I want to ask you about the Division III tournament, but before that, the NCAA tournament a week hence in St. Louis, do you view it as Oklahoma State, Penn State, matchup, or can Ohio State squeeze in there? Can Iowa make a run? What do you think?
I think this last weekend showed it's more than just a two-team race. I think Ohio State showed that it can hang with those teams. And now you're going to get to the national tournament where some of those points are going to be spread out. But you know, I think what helps Ohio State's chances and even Iowa's chances is a lot of the top scorers that they're going to have are going to be able to match the placings that they had at the conference tournament. You know, so you're going to get titles out of Kyle Snyder. If you're Ohio State, you're going to get titles out of Kyle Snyder. You're going to have a title chance with Tomasello, Bo Jordan. Iowa, you're going to have guys capable of making the finals like Gilman, like Brooks, like Clark, even Sorensen. I wouldn't bet against Sorensen the next time he sees Micah Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing with Sorensen is just going to depend on where he gets seated. Because if he's on the same side as Zane Rutherford, no offense to Sorensen, Zane Rutherford's just in a league of his own from Penn State. If he's on the same side, third place is probably going to be what he'll max out at. But I think it's going to be a little more wide open, even though you still have to think if Soriano comes back to Penn State, they're going to be the favorites.
Division III tournament in La Crosse, Wisconsin this coming weekend, and also known as the Wartburg Invitational. Wartburg has won 5 out of the last 6 and 12 championships overall. I don't know, you're around some Division III programs. What is the feeling towards Wartburg? Is it envy? Is it jealousy? Is it respect? What is it?
All of the above.
All of the above?
I think,
yeah.
You know, I think there has to be a level of respect to be able to achieve what they do. You know, I think there's probably a little bit of envy and jealousy. You know, you do have, they seem to be able to reload. And they reload with guys like former D1 wrestlers that maybe some other programs don't have the benefit from. If you look at some of their qualifiers and even their some of their top seeded guys, like Lance Evans at heavyweight, Eric DeVos, I think it's 74, Logan Thompson. Logan Thompson was just in the Iowa room last year. And here he's the second seed at 157 for Wartburg.
It's a melting pot for guys that just aren't quite good enough to make it on the D1 level.
Well, you know, I don't even know if it's even good enough. You know, sometimes they don't maybe realize exactly what kind of full-time job or what kind of grind it is at the D1 level because these are the best of the best. These are guys, you know, you've got a guy at Ohio State that's wrestling overseas in Russia during the season. I mean, that's how committed, that's how dedicated it is. It's not just a November through March season, you know, and it's a year-long commitment. At the D3 level, you might be able to take a month or two off. You can get out of the room. It's not kind of a 24/7 thing, and that might be a little bit more kind of the pace or the style that they expect or want.
Sounds good. We need to move on, KJ, but really appreciate you coming in today, talking some wrestling. Always enjoy it, and we'll get Mark Ironside's perspective tomorrow. Always look forward to that, but you've got another busy couple weeks in wrestling.
Yep, we'll be at La Crosse this weekend, the D3 tournament's in Friday and Saturday. And then, of course, St. Louis will be down there from Wednesday through Saturday the following week. And you can catch everything at thegazette.com. And follow me on Twitter at KJ Pilcher to keep up with those updates.
Appreciate it, KJ. Keep up the good work. Thanks.
Thanks, Bart.
Right now, we're going to go to a break. And as we do, we're going to give you a chance to win a $30 gift card to Hurricane Grill and Wings. 35 different flavors at Hurricane Grill and Wings, Lindale Mall. We're going to, they have specials, I'm sorry, I need to mention each and every weeknight. Mondays, 40% off. Tuesdays, 30%. Wednesday, 20%. Thursdays, 10% off. So you want to go in and get some wings, some signature entrees. Be the sixth caller right now, and you'll win a $30 gift card to Hurricane Grill and Wings. More to come on the Gym Class.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You feel an overwhelming sense of calm in 3, 2, 1. Your home and auto insurance is bundled like a baby in a warm, buttered blanket. The money you save rains gently down upon you. In bills, not in coins, because that would probably hurt.
Worries drift away when you bundle home and auto insurance with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
What are you doing, Dave? We need help with payroll.
I'm doing squats, Mr. Employee of the Month. I'm taking your advice and I'm working my butt off.
That's not what I meant.
Glutes of steel. Feel them. Right here.
Oh, Dave, now I have to call HR.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
It's always more fun to be with friends as you cheer on your favorite team. Whether attending the game, watching at a bar, or hosting a party, it's very important to know that fans don't let fans drive drunk. Before choosing to drink, choose your team's MVP, a sober designated driver. Avoid the unsportsmanlike conduct of driving drunk by handing off your keys so that you, your passengers, and everyone on the road can be safe. Your team victory will only be worth celebrating if you and your friends make it home. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
Two hosts born and raised in Eastern Iowa, talking Eastern Iowa sports. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class, KGYM.
Welcome back. Last couple minutes of the Gym Class. Let's take you to Des Moines right now. Actually, Scott Unash in Des Moines on the FMs 107.5 and 106.3 FM, calling Xavier and Mount Pleasant just underway in the 3A quarterfinals. Waverly Shellrock has advanced with a 58-45 victory over Atlantic. Waverly Shellrock, the number one seed in that class. Alex, it's been a lot of fun. I hope you're. I bust your bracket in the Big Ten tournament.
I'm pretty sure you will. I have a terrible track record with brackets. Just a. I think yeah, never won a single cent from any of the pools I've ever been in. So I'm pretty sure that that's gonna. I really don't care about the first round games because I think most of those teams are going to lose because there's a clear difference from 11 to 14 in that Big Ten tournament, but from 2 to 10. So we're talking about from Wisconsin all the way to Indiana. From a talent standpoint, I don't think there's a whole lot of difference.
Should be a lot of fun. Iowa gets underway, of course, 5:30 p.m. on Thursday against Indiana, and of course the Big 12 tournament. Iowa State takes on Oklahoma State 11:30 a.m. From the Big 12 tournament, and we'll have that coverage for you here on KGYM. I really appreciate you tuning in today. We appreciate KJ Pilcher of the Gazette guesting. We'll have Mark Ironside, his perspective on the Big 10 wrestling tournament and the upcoming NCAA tournament. And Alex, you'll be joining me again tomorrow.
I look forward to
see
it, Mark.
See you then. Thanks for listening.
Hear that? That's your engine telling you something to never settle. Because good enough has never been good enough. And your engine knows it. So give it Valvoline Full Synthetic. Specially formulated with our highest quality base oils and premium additives for an unsurpassed level of protection. Choose Full Synthetic from Valvoline. 150 years under the hood. for DIY tips, hot rides, cool merch, and exclusive content, head over to TeamValvoline.com. Join for free today.
New York Life has been around for 171 years. That's even longer than basketball. And they've always stayed financially strong, even when the market's on a losing streak, like in 2008. When you have someone steady like New York Life helping get your finances in order, you can spend less time worrying about the future and more time thinking about the important stuff, like your tournament bracket. Start a plan today and find out more about being good at life at NewYorkLife.com.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring, and independent research shows that 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
When you drive your vehicle for the first time, you want to make sure it stays as good as new for as long as possible. That's why you should make the switch to Benzoyl Synthetics with Pure Plus technology, a modern motor oil made from natural gas and designed to protect your engine against wear. Make the switch to Benzoyl Synthetics today and let the performance speak for itself. Stop by your local Walmart Auto Care Center for a Benzoyl oil change today.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. At this hour, more questions about who's directing the Redskins roster building this offseason as GM Scott McLuhan not at the team facility for the start of the free agent negotiating period today. McLuhan wasn't with Washington's delegation at the combine, citing family concerns. It's unusual for